Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I do love seeing the Tolos texting in all these different memories they have on National Radio Day. We really appreciate you, Tolos,
really
out there,
cool.
As we are celebrating it here at The Fan. This is radio. Did you know that?
Yes.
And I appreciate that.
I did.
Yeah, man. It's good. It's good things. And I know there are people out there that they're like, I get this entertainment for free. What an amazing
that is nice.
Feature on this app. Guys, I'm going to start off with the Matt Leinart thing because I was pretty, it's cracked me up yesterday. Matt Leinart sitting, it looks like he's just sitting at his table having some breakfast, playing with his phone or, you know, laptop or something. And his kid behind him, there's music playing. And his kid asks a question.
Alexa, who's Matt Leinart?
From sports.com, Matt Leinart was a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at USC and a top 10 NFL draft pick,
what?
But his pro career didn't amount to much.
Really?
Yikes. Oh, well.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
is that a snort?
Damn.
She said, but his pro career didn't amount to much. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And Kevin, this goes back to something Brad Sham told us many, many years ago. Don't Google yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see things you don't want to see whenever
True.
You're Googling yourself. All right.
The more
you Google yourself,
I will not.
The worse it's going to be. All right. And so do not Google yourself. So what did his kid do? His kid went and Alexa'd him. And that's something that I don't know if I, how many people out there do you think that Alexa won't take a dig at?
Ooh.
Brady, maybe? Or will she be like, you know what? Guess what? I got to throw this in there.
I think Brady gets off. Well, shoot. I was going to say scot-free, but I paused at the wrong time. And I mean, he probably does.
All right.
So that being said,
he just doesn't want to be around for the aftermath
this morning,
whether he likes it or not.
Yeah. I just, men's tea.
That is not their tagline.
Okay. I know. I'm just saying men, it should be, consider it men's tea.
Men's tea works fantastic.
Like a rock, whether you like it or not.
I've definitely dropped fat, more muscle, visceral fat, three
really?
Points down.
No blood. Issue.
No blood issues there, man. Thanks to men's tea.
I'm gonna stop talking in this segment.
Kevin,
flow.
Actually,
what are you looking for?
So this morning, after I had heard the Matt Leinart moment, I decided to ask Alexa about our show.
Oh, no.
And here, let's go with cut 17 to start things.
Alexa, who is Kevin Hoglund?
From theorg.com. Kevin Hoglund has extensive experience in sports broadcasting, currently serving as a radio co-host of the K&C Masterpiece on CBS Radio and as a radio talk show host with Entercom, both positions held since May 2011.
I think she may have read that right off your LinkedIn, which you haven't checked in a while. I'm going to presume,
hey,
because we're Odyssey.
I will tell you this. If you send me a LinkedIn request, though, I will accept it. Because I need to clean out the email.
You know
box.
What your login is to.
I can only use it on one computer because it automatically logs in.
How that is very Gilbert Arenas with the Netflix. I don't know my password to a lot of things.
I don't think I care enough about LinkedIn to change it.
Good point.
I click on it and if it doesn't come up and it says enter your password, I was like, nope.
Then I asked, let's go to cut 18. About my Kevin, would you say that yours was pretty accurate aside from the companies which you have worked for in the past?
And the last name. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Didn't she say Kevin Hoglund?
Hoglund. And so then I said, you know what? I'm also on this show. I'll ask about me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to cut 18.
Alexa, who is Corey Majors?
From Wikipedia.org. Majors secured his first on-screen role in the ABC miniseries When We Rise while still a student at Yale.
Oh! Now,
Alexa, who is Corey Majors?
From WorldAnvil.com. Corey Majors is secretly werewolf pack leader, but is publicly known as a rock star.
And then I think I deleted this. I was like, Alexa, who's Corey Mahors? And then it didn't end
Man,
up giving me any other information either. So
I'm jealous. That is way cooler than mine. Kevin hosts radio. Corey is a pack leader and a werewolf who did TV while he was at Yale. Wow, what a life you've
None
lived.
None of those are true, though. So
what?
Yeah.
That's what. See, you know what? I think he played that other part to throw us off the scent that he is a werewolf.
Oh. That's what he wants us to think.
Although I did work with him at night for many, many years. I feel like I would have seen the wolfiness at least once.
You just heard it.
Yeah.
Cow noises and wolf noises.
You Those make the best cow noise.
I'm saving that. I don't know why.
Please hold on to that.
You
one.
Do.
It's just, I know. It's just the way you said it. So definitive. It is definitely... When Kevin says something definitive and then everybody else decides, oh, really? That's my favorite thing on this show.
Sure.
And it's not just like when me and Alec decide it. It's when the Tolos decide and they start texting in and they have better jokes than us. And I love it. And then I asked about Alec.
Alexa, who's Alec Medford?
From Wikipedia.org. Medford appeared in several feature films and television programs, including Return of the Saint, 1978, and The Professionals, 1983.
So there
wow.
you go.
That doesn't feel right.
Alexa only seems to truly know you, Kevin, and that's
and
that's what really matters.
And is she saying Wikipedia.org?
Yeah. Is it not .org?
Is it?
It's an organization, isn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Wikipedia.org.
Oh.
/net or something. I don't know.
I really thought you had to be like better to be a .org.
Dude. What does that mean?
If somebody can just
Wikipedia
edit
is great.
Whatever they want.
Is Wikipedia the best?
No.
How much information do you get from Wikipedia?
Not as much as you seem
is
to.
Is that not the place you start?
No. Wow. I mean, it depends on what I'm... If it's something for the show, definitely not. If it's something that I think could tilt my way in an argument, then maybe.
Guys, I want to go a little bit to the gambler. Is that okay?
As long as we talk about how Troy Aikman and Jimmy Johnson in episode 2 gamble, they bonded because he bought him an aquarium or helped him set up his aquarium.
Cut 16, hit it.
The next night we had our Christmas party and the guy said they're not going. And I said, well, I've got to go. I mean, I'm the quarterback. I have to go. I showed up. There wasn't anyone there. Jimmy and I were talking. And I told him, I said, players aren't happy. And one conversation led to another. We started talking about aquariums. And I said, you know, I always thought about getting an aquarium.
I had three or four in my home in Dallas. It's really a peaceful thing, seeing the fish. And then seeing the predators, too, you know, fish eating other fish. It was an outlet for me.
And then he says, hey, what do you say we go get you an aquarium after practice? So I said, okay. So we did. And the next thing you know, he came, put it together in my house.
So it just kind of helped build a relationship talking about things other than football.
After that, he'd come over with a six-pack of Heineken, and the aquarium was in my master bedroom. And I had a chair in there. He'd just go plop down in that chair and drink his Heinekens and watch the fish. It was the beginning of a new chapter for us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So many directions.
Can you do me a favor, Alec? I didn't even want to drop, though, from that. It's like, hey, what do you say when you get you a aquarium after practice today? I just think that's going to be a funny drop in the future.
And the way that Jimmy Johnson has so many aquariums, he cannot tell you for certain how many he has. He says three or four. I assure you this, wherever I go in life, I will always know the exact number of aquariums that I have in my house. But Jimmy Johnson, like three, four.
From Swaggy Booties, this documentary was actually sponsored by Big Aquarium to get people to buy aquariums. Ask Derek Holland.
If they only released these one per week, I would love to see if there would have been like a spike in aquarium sales.
That was Jimmy Johnson, though, basically like searching for any possible way to connect with Troy Aikman.
Yes. Sounds like it worked.
And they didn't discuss this because it's already there. It already exists. But the story is, if you don't know, he tried to scout. He tried to recruit him out of high school.
Yeah.
When he was at Oklahoma State. Then he tried to recruit him at Miami. And then he was like, you know what? You're not going anywhere. I'm drafting you. And so he always wanted Troy Aikman. And then finally he got Troy Aikman. And anything he could do to connect. It's a little awkward because maybe Troy even just threw that out there like as a, you know, I always thought about getting one of those. And he's like, we're doing it now.
Oh, there's no way that he thought in that moment, we're about to go aquarium shopping.
But also at the very beginning of that, he's like, so here we are at our Christmas party. Nobody else showed up because they hated him so much.
And he gave them good reason.
Why is that?
Just because he was never satisfied with what they were doing, and then they did show the video of him going like, get your ass on the asthma field, when it looked like that person really might have been in trouble at that moment.
Yeah. Let's go to cut 15 then. This is Jimmy was about to give him that moment, Kevin. That moment of recognition.
When the season finally ended, Jimmy walks into the locker room to talk to the team. We just had our best season. And he's starting into this speech about having won the division and the postseason. And he was giving us that moment that we had never gotten. And that moment was about to happen. And then the door to the locker room opened up. And he stops and turns around. And it was Jerry and a few of his friends. And Jimmy just stopped and said congratulations and went to his locker. And it was over. And so we didn't get that moment that we thought we deserved.
You could tell in that moment he's sad, but also that's the kind of thing that if you like want to set the seeds for why
that
Jimmy
you think
Jerry,
so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Jerry came in with friends to a locker room while he's trying to have that moment with his team.
Exactly. It's not about you and showing off. It's about him and his team wrapping up a season. And those people will never be in the same place at the same time again. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. You might bring back a lot of these players. You're not bringing them all back. And so, like, that feels like a sacred moment. And I could see how, I'm not saying that alone, but that feels emblematic of why the whole thing broke apart.
There are a couple of things. And Troy Aikman was, I thought, go to some notes here real quick, Kevin. I thought that Troy Aikman was really good in this documentary. Yeah. Anytime Troy talks, I like to hear what he has to say. I just always, he said at one point, you play this career, you play this game, you want the respect of your peers and you want the respect of your coach.
Yeah.
Like those are the two things, and the way to get that respect is to battle through injury, to be on, you know, be on time, to do the things that, you know, be a good leader. That satisfied him, getting the respect from his, from Jimmy Johnson that he finally got. And then finally being on the same page with him, getting the, and I was talking to Carter, my son, about this morning, because he's sick. And he was like, I got to get to practice, Dad. And I was like, dude, like, I respect this a ton. I respect what you're doing. Be careful, you know, but that line of, if you can't play with pain, you can't play in the game.
Right.
That, you know, those little mantras, wins the body doesn't win the mind. Like, those little things are things that stick with me about this game. I think it would be very easy after watching this entire thing to be completely cynical about it, not really shedding much while also portraying Jerry in a certain light.
Yeah, because you're the one who told me, like, they don't really dive into, yeah,
they
is there another kid the outside the bathroom, yeah, all that
and
kind of
the
stuff.
The faults that they show are faults that he, like, will definitely identify himself. Like, he'll say, I screwed this up. Yeah, okay. I didn't do this right. Like the Tom Landry, I screwed up the Tom Landry thing, he says. It would also be very easy for me to be completely infatuated and nostalgic about this, about the documentation, the storyline that they created. I thought they did a really good job. I can't decide this, though. I can't decide if Jerry is the hero or the villain in this 7 episodes. It almost feels like he's more of a Tony Soprano, Walter
Isn't it
White.
8 episodes?
8, yes, 8 episodes.
Just making sure the you didn't have an extra one.
The first one was, anyway. But he almost feels like he's a Walter White, Dexter, Tony Soprano. He does things that you don't agree with. But yeah, he also sets the stage for these things that you do. Like, the winning was there. And I can't, because he even says, I wasn't going to be a white knight coming into the city and you know, everybody being happy, because I had to do something that was everybody was going to hate. And then he was the white knight, right? Because he won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Although, you know, obviously there was some conflict between who won those. And then he becomes the villain again for the next 30 years. So that was one thing I can't walk away from is...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Or I can't decide is if he was the villain or the hero in this whole thing. Because you even see sometimes that after that Green Bay game, didn't he look depressed? Oh, you haven't gotten there yet.
No.
When you get there, Kevin, you'll
okay.
see.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some My Buddy Is an Idiot, but also we will talk with FC Dallas goalkeeper Michael Colodi next right here on The Fan.
The 2-2 delivery, and there's a drive deep to right center field. That one is way back, and that one is gone. Pasquantino homers with a second straight night. It's his 24th of the year, his 83rd RBI, and we're tied at one.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or do they just keep losing and kill your wild card hopes? Let us know, 877-881-1053.
Oh,
you get it right. Now, Corey, I don't know if this will impact you, but are WNBA injuries an idiot because Sophie Cunningham is, in fact, going to now miss the rest of the season? Does that mean the end of, well, obviously seeing her on the court, but also those fire fashion entrances to each game?
Probably for the fire fashion entrances, but doesn't mean that she won't. She now has more time to TikTok.
Okay.
And she's got...
She's big on TikTok.
Yeah, I think she's got 1.5 million followers
wow.
on TikTok or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Because she does entertaining videos. My interest level in the TikToks, I don't know. I just let the algorithm tell me what to watch.
You okay.
know? I really don't like go seek anything out specific. So I'm just like, whatever. Because you can just keep swiping, right?
Sure.
But yeah, man, for her, that's tough. And she... You know, she's a black belt in taekwondo or something or karate. And like she was somebody that was a protector for Caitlin Clark. And I wonder if that changes a little bit, you know, or if Caitlin Clark's, you know, going to be out there enough anyway to make it worth it.
Now, is Shohei Ohtani an idiot? Normally I would have said no, but I guess some things have piled up against him. But I'm going to take you to Monica Arcuri. She is the person being interviewed in this at the Little League World Series, and she has some thoughts.
So I went to LA back in 2023 to watch the Angels game in which Shohei Ohtani was still in Angels. And during that time, Kikuchi from Toronto Blue Jays was pitching. And then Ohtani was batting. And then he hit a home run into an area where the fans couldn't go. And then this guy got the ball and gave it to my brother. So the next day, we went to the VIP box at the front. And I asked for his signature. But all he gave me was a side eye and, like, not a nice glance. So... After that, like, I've never liked him ever since. He's not really humble, so, yeah. Not my style, yeah, no.
Wow. Is Shohei
Ohtani... A big jerk?
An idiot for maybe that Hawaii thing, I don't know. But also for giving that little girl the side eye and refusing to sign a home run ball that he hit.
The side eye, dude. There's nothing...
Yeah.
I think that cuts as deep as side eye from anybody. It could be your mom, whoever it is. The side eye is always going to get you. And that probably cut deep for her. I'm going to say yeah. And
okay.
also for not signing with the Rangers for a cheaper deal in less
oh,
years.
Oh, man. This feels like it's Chris Young from the 903. My buddy's an idiot. He's a GM and thinks Josh Young should be the scapegoat for the bad offense this year, not the entire team being mediocre at bat.
So Josh Young has been kind of missing from the lineup, and we're kind of looking at it like, okay, what's going on there? And it's not anything injury-wise.
Oh, Chris Young said it was his consistency.
Yeah, and I mean, granted, what do you do? When you have a guy like that that you're relying on for the, and you know, you're looking at his contract down the road, what do you do with the guy?
Yeah.
Do you say, well, we're going to just keep playing you while we're trying to win games? Or do you say, you have to take a seat? I think you do it. You're trying to do everything you can to motivate people. You just got to figure each one of the players out.
Look, I think he really does believe this, but it is interesting that it keeps getting set up of, no, we have all the right people. They just need to play better. Mm-hmm. Instead of, we were late on acknowledging that maybe a lot of career seasons happen in 2023, and we made some poor use of the limited funds that we had with Jock Peterson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but that's true.
Chris Young really does think this team can still make the playoffs, like even today.
I absolutely believe in his mind. He's like, I believe in these guys. And honestly, Kevin, wouldn't you hate to work at a place where you're the guy at the top's like, no, they stink.
Yes.
Like, you know, you want, so, and that's what he's sitting there saying to himself is, I have to show these guys I believe in them. And for future free agents, I have to show that I believe in you if you're here.
Yes.
And so I'm going to give you every chance that I possibly can. But at some point also, you do have to prove to people that you'll make a cut if you have to as well.
Now, is CBS Sports an idiot for this? They have the Pittsburgh Steelers as the last team in the NFL this season to lose a game. So, the second to last. My apologies. The second to last. They have them starting off 6-0.
Really?
So they have the Bills as the last team to lose a game, but the second to last team to lose a game, they have the Steelers starting out 6-0. Do you think that makes CBS Sports an idiot?
Kevin, Steelers first game, the Jets.
Ooh, okay.
Second game, the Seahawks at home.
Loss.
Third game, Patriots on the road.
Loss.
Fourth game, Vikings at home. Aaron Rodgers doesn't lose to the Vikings.
Okay, I'll give them one of those. Maybe I was too hasty with the Patriots. 2-2.
Next game, I don't know how many we're in now. Browns against Steelers. Browns at home. And then the last one would be Steelers at Bengals. So they're saying that they would lose the Bengals game.
Okay.
The game against the Bengals.
Yes.
But aside,
I have them at like 3-3, probably.
I could see them winning like 11-9 against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
You know, and like having a 21-17 against the Patriots, the Vikings. It's like a 4-4 game. Okay. You're like, how did that even happen?
I guess, like, and I really do love Mike Tomlin, and I appreciate what he's done with the Steelers. I don't see it. I don't see them.
You don't believe in Aaron Rodgers?
I don't.
Wow.
That, I don't feel like that's a new opinion.
I'm a huge Steelers
fan. Okay, I know, former Kevin. You really screwed me on that. But yeah, the Steelers at 6-0, I feel like would be one of the more shocking starts of, one of the more shocking stories of the NFL season, right?
Yeah, but I mean, remember the Rams were 7-0 at one point when they went to their Super Bowl. Nobody expected that year. And that doesn't mean that they're going to be good. It just means that they see the weaker schedule to start for them, and they gave them the edge on a couple of them. But that is, I think, Kevin, I'm going to give them a pass.
All right. Just keep in mind, Corey Majors gave CBS a pass. This is what they say about the Cowboys.
All right.
Cowboys lose their first game in week 1. The Cowboys are a train wreck. The Eagles are the reigning Super Bowl champs. The Cowboys' chance at an undefeated season is going to end after 1 game.
Yeah. You know what? That's an easy thought.
I get it. There's no way you
can look at the Cowboys with everything we don't know about this team and say that you believe that they're just ready to roll.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's talk with FC Dallas goalkeeper Michael Collodi. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great. I hope you are as well. Now, I know looking at the numbers, watching the games, it feels like you've done phenomenal in these last two matches. But what I really want to know is, how do you break down your performance in the last two matches?
I've been happy with both of them. I feel like a lot of it just kind of...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The game plan has just been trying to be solid and simple and clean. I feel like I've done that all around, and you know, I've been happy with them for the most part.
Have you been given a timeline at all for like when Paws might be expected back, or how long you're going to be the lone guy kind of holding it down in the net?
Until I'm told otherwise, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
One day at a time, you know.
Yeah,
that's a good approach.
That is too. A good approach.
How much do you credit do you give your guys in front of you and what, the way the defense that they've been playing so far?
Oh, so much. They've been just having. We've made the switch to the back five and having the two holding guys, and just the amount of effort and work that these guys just put in throughout 90 minutes. I mean, you guys see it with just how much we move around and run, and that just makes my life a lot easier than it would be otherwise, you know?
Now, you have only given up one goal in the two matches. Is it hard for you to give credit to a person when they score a goal? Are you like, this is what I could have done better on that goal? Or are you like, all right, sometimes somebody just has an awesome shot, and what can you do?
I mean, a little bit of both. There's always something that can be done, right? Whether it's me directly or trying to help organize guys, or even something that's happens a little bit before it. But there are some that are just at the end of the day that's like, yeah, hats off there.
What is the most difficult shot to defend? Is it the upper 90? Is there a different one that you're like, no, that's the most difficult for every goalie?
I think it's situational. If you're talking about like stuff from outside the 18, then it can be obviously stuff that just plays well. Anything through traffic can be really difficult. Deflections obviously suck to deal with.
Yeah,
those are probably the toughest. Just deflections. It goes back the opposite way, and you just might not have a shot at it at all.
Do you ever have nightmares that on a penalty kick you had a badass dive one way and that's when the guy decided to just kick it straight really slowly and you're like, come on, dude?
No, there's no pressure on penalties as a goalkeeper. You're supposed to score, right?
So right.
All the pressure's on the shooter, so it's just come in with as much confidence as you can, have a strong action, and whatever happens, happens.
Now, the team has definitely picked it up, especially I feel like maybe past the last time you guys played LAFC. Not to say it's a win every time, but like, you know, picking up points, picking up the 3 points. Do you feel like you've noticed a difference in the team's play maybe over the last month-ish or so?
I think we've had the transition to the right. To kind of the 3-back, 5-back, which I think we've kind of decided and we're seeing more results with that. And we're seeing that we're getting chances and scoring goals with it as well. So I think that's something we're gonna stick to at least for this weekend. But there's been a lot of just really good energy that we've brought, that the guys have brought, even in training and from matches. Just the team's growing together for sure, in terms of just working for each other and being encouraging and just supportive of everyone. And we kind of realize how hard we're going into every game and realize nothing's going to be perfect, but that there's 10 other guys on the field to pick you back up and keep you going. So I think we're growing in that aspect a lot.
You know, a lot of times adversity can be a separator for people. Like they can just, you know, turn things off. Do you feel like the adversity y'all kind of went through early on has helped, you know, tighten this group up a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the players and the staff are the only people that are going to help us. There's no one else. You're not going to get any help from other teams, referees, anybody like that. So it's really kind of all you got. So as long as you stay tight and stay grouped together, you got a shot.
Do you feel like this interview might help? Because the last time we talked with you, you guys also won your next match.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Do you think that maybe we can will this to victory again?
Well, I wish you hadn't said it out loud, but, you know.
He's dishes.
I would have loved to keep any curse out of it, but I've got my hopes up for this weekend for sure.
Well, that is one of many, many reasons why you do what you do, and I just sit here and talk about things. There are many, many reasons. Well, I appreciate the breakdown. Corey, did you want to get his top take on Plano before we go?
Yeah, I've been in Plano for about 11 years now, and I just sometimes feel like we don't have enough brisket sando options. Do you get a lot of brisket sandos in your life?
I've had some, yeah. I wouldn't say it's something that I eat all the time, you know, but I'm a fan of them for sure.
Okay, we got to get some more.
I thought you were going to ask him like his favorite spot in Plano or something like that. Yeah, but
what is your favorite spot in Plano? Where do you like to hang out whenever you're growing up?
I grew up in Frisco. I was just born in Plano.
Oh, okay. That makes more. Yeah, my bad. My apologies. They're so close and everything.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah.
So we dropped the ball on that. Yeah. We dropped the ball on me talking about a win. Yeah. We've really kind of messed
they're
up
getting
the back
better,
half
and
of
that's,
this
and that's what I'm proud of right now, Kevin.
That's a great point.
All right.
Get after it, guys.
All right.
We appreciate the time very much and appreciate, obviously, the picked up play in the last 5 weeks or so. Best of luck this weekend. And thanks for the time.
No, absolutely. Always a pleasure.
There you go. Michael Colodi right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look at you. Brisket sandoing
just,
it in there.
I should have just asked him about Christmas instead.
Okay. No. I don't care.
Next time, that's my go-to question.
Look, I told you, one of the people we had on from the team talked about their Christian values and everything. And it's like, I think I'm getting entrapped. I think this is a setup for me to ask about. I'll never again.
A lot of people texted in, Kevin, on National Radio Day that was their favorite moment.
I will. That was not my favorite moment. That was Mike's favorite moment. He ran out in the parking lot to Marcus Simeon at spring training. He's like, Marcus, hold on. I know you're leaving for the day. I got to tell you this story first. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is it today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Good. I meant to tell you, I name-checked you in Germany because I recounted the story of when you got your head shaved.
Oh, yeah?
And I loved that you go, I asked you if you were worried, and you go, no, I have the hair follicles of the gods. Still, that is one of my favorite statements that I've heard up here. And you were ready with it so fast.
Yeah, I wasn't that worried. Actually, right now, I would actually be a blessing if I could lose some up top because I hate getting haircuts. You know, I have felt like I should go get a haircut for about 3 weeks before we left for training camp. So what was that, mid-June? Mid-June
or something like that. Oh, and is it cold when you sit on your golden toilet? You wish you could lose your hair? Come on!
I'm kind of envious.
When you sit on the golden throne.
All right, so I'm just giving you a hard time. You do have very nice hair, though.
Thank you.
All right, so Corey last night waved the white flag on Twitter. We've talked about it. I went ahead and crunched some numbers. Mm. Feels like the Rangers need to go at least 24-11 the rest of the way to make the playoffs. There has been no point in this season where they have put together a string of games that was that good.
Yeah.
Like, no point.
Not shocked to hear that one.
Yeah.
How about 23-12?
They get closer. Okay. With the June 24th to July 17th. That's where they went 18-9. So that was just off the pace. But if you remember, that straddled the All-Star break. And when Boch was like, I kind of hope the All-Star break didn't come at the wrong time. And it didn't. But like, even the math, as Corey would say, isn't mathing for me. And it feels like we're going to continue to do this until there's 16 games left and they're going to need to go 15-1 or something ridiculous like that. Should I just give it up? It's just not happening.
I think you should. Yeah, it's going to be tormenting for yourself. I mean, the idea that Baskey can do what he did in hyping these guys up.
Yeah.
And they can still S the bed like they have been and the bats not be waking up. And I don't know. Merrill Kelly getting pulled in that game last night? Should that have happened?
Yeah, while Jacob deGrom is getting evaluated for this or that.
Cole Wynn coming out for the second time. Should that have happened? Only scoring 2 runs. Should that have happened? Yeah. Actually, yes, that should have happened. That's who they are.
Yeah.
At least they didn't leave runners in scoring position last night, you know?
Yeah, they didn't even mess around
didn't
with that.
Didn't get our hopes up.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to look at that 0-9 or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, that's really what cost them right there. Are you guys all to the point now where you're like, not that you don't care about the Rangers, but that you view playoffs as... No, brought us yesterday. You told us. That's right.
He's holding the line. I'm in until CY gets on the phone and says, yeah, we're done, Ski.
Mm-hmm. When CY tells me we're done. Okay. That's my attitude.
Hold the line.
And we interview him every Monday. He'll tell me when he's done.
Yes. Yeah. I was really hoping that the speech he gave you guys on Monday would help pick it up. But
I asked him for the speech.
Yeah.
I asked him the question. He gave me the speech. I bought the speech. I'm with him until he tells me we can't do this anymore.
I'm just amazed at how much of a pro our announcers are, you know, like Eric Nadel, just listening to him. He's been through this so many times.
Yeah.
Like it would rip my heart out, but he's just, I mean, a pure pro, giving you a good broadcast, giving you the details. But man, I think for me, it was last week or maybe a week and a half or so ago that I just lost belief. Now you're tuned in just in case a miracle happens. You want to be there to say you saw it.
Okay.
And there's nothing better to do until football season starts.
Yeah, it's just hope. Yeah. Just hope and cheering for our favorite team.
And hope is not a strategy. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. We talked about this earlier. I understand the internal pressure that Brian Schottenheimer has, but people keep talking about all this pressure he's under, and I guess I don't really see it that way. Outside of the own pressure that he puts on himself, I don't particularly think the coach is under a lot of pressure this season. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Shoddy, you got to be kidding me.
this team does not move on from coaches because Jerry Jones can't stomach the idea of giving somebody $5 million for a job they're not doing. Then you would have to pay two coaches.
Right.
You know, and I do think even though they have huge income that for whatever reason, Jerry Jones is that kind of a tightwad.
Yeah.
You know, if he had his way, he'd still be paying the cheerleaders $4.25 an hour.
By the way, I'm supposed to care or be mad about male cheerleaders. Do you care at all that there's male cheerleaders in the NFL?
I don't think anybody necessarily asked for this, but whatever.
Yeah. But it's not
not going to stop down and like go on a full on. What the hell are we doing here?
I can't believe this.
This is ridiculous. I'm not going to the games anymore. I'm not watching this product.
Because it feels kind of like a little bit like Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, where the political powers that be decided that this is a thing that you have to choose a side on. And I'm just like, eh.
How about better outfits?
For the, yeah?
Yeah.
We're workshopping
for the dudes. Yeah. Yeah. So would you guys be, this is a first.
I think we're trying to kind of.
Be a man, wear a bra.
We're kind of like in the line with the what we're trying to do with the ladies' outfits.
Right.
And so we need to kind of get the man outfit if we're going to do this.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. Just like you said the other day with the premise. Accept the premise and do it or don't do it at all, right?
What if this happened to America's Sweethearts? We got a couple of bros, a couple of John Jacob.
Well, I would be go out there and shocked cheer, by that, given who owns the team.
There is zero chance that happens. And I would actually feel bad for some of those girls.
Right? I do understand that, but it's easier to not care when it's not your team.
Right? Huh? He's got the rhythm and blue team, right?
That's yeah, we
kind
do.
Of guys and
you're
gals.
Right. You're right.
That's a combination. Yeah. That's how he gets around
the hip-hop dancing group.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty entertaining.
We used to have them in studio all the time.
That's true. And look, if we could make a deal where all of the female cheerleaders were replaced by male cheerleaders and it put us in the Super Bowl, then you're damn right. I'll sign up for that deal.
You know, Higgy, you should understand this because your school has male cheerleaders.
True. That's true.
They do scream practice.
It's not scream practice,
yeah.
But...
bunch of screamers, man.
It pretty much is. What
really
do you guys?
Embarrassing.
And we bury our dogs under the stadium. Look, it's a thing.
Outside the stadium, I got trapped in the funeral one time there.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Trapped in the funeral?
I was working at the football office used to be over there at Rudder Tower right across the street.
Yeah.
And like there were like 3,000 people. I was trying to get to football practice and I had to go through the crowd of people. They were burying Reveille. At the outside, and by the way, the dogs face the scoreboard, so they always know the score of the game.
That's right.
Yeah,
wow. So they can take their heartbreak into death and into eternity with them.
I cheer for the college equivalent of the Cowboys.
I told you that dog took my first class seat to Hawaii. By the way,
you did. Yeah. You did. What
the hell of a dog?
Yeah. What do you guys got
dog
coming
was,
up?
That dog was living right.
Pure gold as always. Haggy,
struggling
for asking. We'll have
look at me.
John Machota on at 3. We'll have Mark Schlereth on actually at 4.
Are you guys going to start with Machota about that sex tweet he put out?
Probably.
Okay, great.
And we have.
He did do that.
He got sexy.
We have the shoddy presser at 5, and at some point we'll continue this conversation of the, I think what we could call the Aggification of NFL cheerleaders.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tongue twister.
I like it.
It's made up a word.
Roll home.
We did that yesterday, too. That's 2 days in a row.
Yes.
By the way, yeah, we'll take that shoddy press conference and see you later.
Roll
you guys have been dancing with that little gym.
Roll home. Yeah. With the G-Bag Nation, damn it. We've been
sorry,
the KC Masterpiece.
Over time.
Mm-hmm. Over time.
Over time.
Aggification.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on The Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.